Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and important issues facing Maryland, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president in general?
110% disapprove.
Okay, is that a strongly disapprove or just some?
Oh, that's an extremely disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor? And is that strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
1,000% approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Oh, completely disapprove.
Is strongly disapprove? Okay. And overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Well, in the wrong direction. Yes. I can't wait till Biden is gone.
It's the 2024 election.
And you know what? Trump 2024.
Okay, and if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kennedy.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy? Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly
disapprove. I strongly disapprove of everything Biden does.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
That's a mess.
Strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove of how he's handling the border because he's doing nothing.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy in general?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly disapprove. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for road, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No.
Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one, maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, late rail, and MARC trains, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland?
Roads and bridges.
Okay. And currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree on that, that no one should have a stolen firearm, but good luck finding those people because it's the criminals that have the stolen ones.
Correct. But do you think it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
And will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug results in a death? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support for fentanyl, absolutely. They need to get that under control. But, of course, then again, it's because it's coming across the southern border.
Yeah, correct. And now we're almost done with the survey. We have 50% now. Thank you so much for your time. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much.
And now pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I don't
strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I just neither. It's not a concern. Yeah, I just.
Okay. Now, the next question. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I think strongly they should
favor?
Be arrested. Yes, I
strongly
think they
favor
should be.
Or just someone?
Strongly favor. They should be arrested.
And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally? Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed. Yeah, strongly opposed. Why should we pay for illegals coming in this country? You tell me. Why should we? We have homeless people living on the street. Homeless. There are people that can't afford, that are struggling to put food, to buy food, that are kicked out of... No. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. And you want us to pay? You want our taxes to pay for those people? I'm sorry. Send them back. They shouldn't be here in the first place. Most of them coming across are not seeking asylum. They just want don't get me started.
The next question is, I'm sorry. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big or never?
Only when the jackpot is big, actually.
And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is in for Marylanders? A big problem? Just a problem? Not much of a problem or not at all?
Oh, right now, with this economy, it's a huge problem. Yes.
Okay. And as a way to increase state
not
revenue?
Not for me. Not for me. I don't have any,
yeah,
but I know a lot of people that do.
For Marylanders, okay?
Yes.
Correct. And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individual ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
45 years old to play what?
As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individual ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I don't know. Neither. I don't know that it's really necessary, but whatever.
But maybe somewhat support or somewhat oppose.
I don't know. I'm in the neither category, whatever that
okay,
is.
Okay, no problem. The next question. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
I would say no.
And
because people that have gambling addictions would be doing that, so I would say no.
Correct. And now, do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Support. Anyone should be allowed to strike.
Strongly support or just somewhat?
Somewhat support, yeah.
And do you think I'm mentally...
Okay, my alarm's going off in eight hours. So,
I understand, but you're almost done.
My alarm goes off at 4:10 a.m. Okay, so
I will go through this a bit as quick as possible, please. We're almost done, really. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
Oh, boy. They're terminally ill?
Yes, who only has 6 months or less to live. Do you think she'll have the legal option of medical aid in dying? Prescription medication? Yes or no?
I'd say yes, yeah.
And if you had an incurable terminal illness, you still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live and you met the legal requirement, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
For me, no. But I think people should have that option if they want it. But for me personally, no. For me personally, I wouldn't, but.
All right. And the last few questions. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
In some cases.
Legal in most cases or illegal in most cases?
I'm not going to say most. I don't know. In certain circumstances, yes, it should be legal.
Okay. And a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, in learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No, I don't have a disability.
And Maryland tipped workers currently earn just 3.63 cents an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on the top? Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
With tips on the top, okay.
I don't, minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top, yes.
Wow, I really don't know what to say because I think that...
Maybe somewhat favor or somewhat oppose.
Wait staff, mainly that's how they make most of their income, is in tips. So... I mean, I used to work at a restaurant when I was in college. I worked at a restaurant. I mean, that's how wait staff, they make actually a good living in tips.
Currently, they earn just 3.63 cents an hour.
Yes, I know. That's because most of their income is in tips.
But so, right now, do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage?
I'm going to say oppose because I don't think that businesses can afford to pay $15 an hour for their wait staff.
Or strongly oppose?
I don't know. Somewhat oppose.
Just somewhat opposed. And the last question.
Are you done? Because I really need to go.
These questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us greatly in analyzing the responses, please. Can you please tell me to which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
What do I fall in?
Yeah, your age. 18
My
to 34.
My age is whatever the 35. One is that was under... I'm less than 65.
Okay. Is that 50 to 64, correct?
50 to 64, yes.
And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I am a Republican, and I always have been.
And can you please tell me what is your race or ethnicity?
I'm white, Caucasian.
And what is your religious affiliations? Are you Protestant,
Catholic,
Jewish, or another faith?
Catholic.
Thank you.
Catholic.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. And again, thank you for your help and have a great evening. Your opinion is
thank
very
you.
Important for us.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye. You as well. Bye.